G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 22. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, this is the one we've all been waiting for, the undoubted race of the spring, the William Hill Cox Plate.
Yes, can't wait for it. It's going to be a ripping race. You never like to not have a bet in these races, but it almost sort of sets up for a race that you just love to watch and perhaps not have a flutter in, but it's going to be great to watch. Hartnell v. Winks. Probably can't see a surprise result, so it's going to be one of those two.
Carl, are you in agreement with that? You can't see anything outside Hartnell and Winks winning the race?
Yeah, that's probably a fair comment. Although there are no slouches also in behind them. I mean, Vadimos and Lucia Valentin is probably going to get the conditions to suit, so...
Lucia is the one. If she happened to win, it wouldn't totally floor me.
Vadimos as well. I mean, he'll lead, so if they play cat and mouse in the back of the field or look at each other or something happens, he'll be out of trouble and running along. So I think there's a little bit of a tail to the field, but, obviously they're the two key hopes.
All right, the other Group 1 at the Cox Plate Carnival is the Manukato Stakes, and Chautauqua is going to be a fairly short price favourite, much as Winx is. Which of the two is the bigger risk, do you think, Carl?
Chautauqua, because he's got the inside barrier. So, I mean, you've got a 50-50 split there, I guess, with Winx or Hartnell. But I guess with Chautauqua, he's got the field to combat. He's the best horse in the race, but he's got to get past that brick wall.
Exactly. I think the price is getting out to, what, 240, I think I saw maybe this morning. That's getting out to more realistic.
Because he's a 50-50 chance, realistically, so if he can get 270, 280, then he's starting to appeal.
Yeah, whereas I see on the email just before that someone, according to the TAB, has had 30,000 on Winx at $1.85. I mean, surely if you were going to have 37,000, you could get a better price than that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
And also the TAB, with they probably, punters who bet in those amounts, they're probably punters who aren't going too well in life, probably. I mean, if they're successful punters, they probably wouldn't be able to get on for 30,000. So it's probably coming from my account.
Well, a mate of mine's in a pretty good spot. I remember he told me the day after Winx won last year's Cox Plate that he had 200 on her at $15 for this year's Cox Plate. I remember thinking, geez, why would you do that? But all of a sudden, he's sitting kind of pretty. So.
All righty. Well, we'll take you right through the Valley Carnival. We'll start with Saturday, then we'll do the Manukato Stakes, and then we'll head to other venues. So... the first black type race is race 3 at the Valley on Saturday, unless either of you have something you really need to talk about in that first race, mainly composed of first starters. It is a restricted, listed race, restricted, of course, to horses sold at English sales. The English banner, either of you know anything about that?
I'll be having a little something each way on Lukia, number 12. Haven't minded her trials. Really well bred, $500,000 yearling.
I like the one Feng Shui on debut. I backed it on debut. It ran fourth, and then Mark Zara got off the horse and said that run will be topping him off nicely for 2 weeks' time. So I'd imagine he'd been aimed at this race for fair while.
All right, that is the first. Race 3, though, is the Mbatoki Crockett Stakes for three-year-old fillies. 1,200 metres. Listed race, Joel.
I've got 10 Najmart here at a bit of a price. She hasn't won yet this prep, but she's been pretty competitive. She took on the older horses last start. Thought she ran pretty well behind Zara Bay, who came out and just got touched off late in a stakes race at Geelong on Wednesday. Thought she could run you a good race at each way odds. Ahead of 17, Angerard, if she gets into the race. Probably should have won Caulfield last start, very unlucky. 7, Genoa's a talented Sydney sider, has been trialling well and I think can run well first up. And 3, Sweet Sherry, she's got a horrible draw, but she's certainly talented. We'll throw her in for 4.
Barrier draws made this really interesting because a lot of the key chances, in my mind, have drawn the car park and on the other scale, they've either drawn Barrier 1 in Allengrad, and that's probably not the barrier she wants. But I've gone with Rosa Carolina on top. She's the fourth emergency, sweating on the run. I think there's been one early scratching, so she needs a few more. Freshens after that last start, unplaced effort when it worked overtime. Form prior was very good. She'll be suited left-handed. She does have a tendency to hang out when she races in Sydney, so I think will be suited left-handed. Recent jump out was good at Caulfield. Got her on top from 9, Brulee, who was building to something nice. Third, number 17, Allengrad, the third emergency. Just not sure where it gets to from barrier 1, but certainly good enough. And fourth, number 3, Sweet Cherry.
And I've gone for one that, I was put off by the barriers as well for some of my higher selections. So I've gone for one that hasn't drawn badly, but is quite good odds, and that's number 8, Gretna, to beat 6, Prompt Response, 4, My Country, and 9, Brulee. Race 4 is the Telstra Phone Word Stakes for 3-year-olds, a Group 3 over 1,200 metres, Joel.
Tricky race, not one I'm overly keen to get involved in, but I've gone 2 Archives, giving him another chance. He's still learning what it's about. I thought he was good first up down the straight in the Danehill. Then at Caulfield, he sort of got it all wrong a little bit and over-raced at the 1,400. Back to 1,200, give him another chance to beat 5 Damn Ready, who's been all around it this time in without winning. It's got similar form lines to Ken's Dream, and it's going to be a better price. 1 Ken's Dream in for 3rd and 10 Crafted. Don't mind those Adelaide form lines. Ran into a good one on debut, and even So You Too, who beat it last start, goes okay. So we'll throw him in for 4th.
Number 6 on top for me, Paladin on top. I thought the last start win was quite good at Warwick Farm and was beaten by a few nice horses the 2 runs prior. Hawks Racing, certain stables have a knack with these colts, particularly the 3-year-olds, to get the best out of them. And I think Hawks Racing certainly have shown in the past, obviously with their the Guineas winner in recent times, Divine Prophet, that they can get the best out of these 3-year-old colts. And he looks to have a bit of upside. He draws well in barrier 4. I think he'll position just off the speed, and I think he's a good each-way bet. From 2 Archives, race 2 keenly in the Guineas Prelude, drops back in distance, and the blinkers have been removed in preference for winkers. For 3rd, number 5, Dan Reddy, a very honest type. And 4th, number 1, Ken's Dream, who I think is a little bit better than what he showed in the Blue Sapphire last time.
Yeah, I'm giving Ken's Dream another chance, number 1, to beat 3, Del Radian, 7, the undefeated Matty, and 5, Damn Ready. Race 5 at the Valley on Saturday is the time-honoured Merlin Garage Door Openers Stakes. 1,600 metres for the mares of 4 years old and up. I think it used to be called the Tessio, but look, I hope they stick with this sponsorship. I just love to be talking about the mares going around in the garage door. Joel, what do you like here?
I'm with the favourite, number 1, Lady LaFay. She's a talented mare. 2 runs back have been really good in Sydney. I like that Dixie Blossoms form line. It's a really strong form line there up in Sydney. She's had 7 goes left-handed in New Zealand for 3 wins, 3 placings and a 4th, so she loves going this way around. I think she'll be really hard to beat. From 5 Metaphorical, who didn't get a lot of room when she needed it at Flemington second up, and she didn't have all that much room first up either. 6 Every Faith was never really in a good spot last time at Flemington. She hit the line strongly first up at Caulfield. I think she's come back in good order. She can improve, and 3 Coronation Chelan's got a good record at the Valley and can improve second up.
I've gone with 9 Alaskan Rose on top. Really impressive first to last win over 1,400 at Caulfield. Then last time, got back against the pattern of the day, tried to sustain a wide run around the field, and just peaked on there for the last 50 or 100. But I think she'll strip feather. She stays at the mile, third up, and I think this run will be the real flashing light performance heading into the Matriarch on the formal day to Carnival. So got it on top from 5 Metaphorical, who were... didn't get all that much room in the straight last time. Can be a big improver. The first up run was really good. For 3rd, number 1, Lady LaFay, the Sydney form outstanding. And for 4th, number 4, Manageress, a little bit plain last time, but the blinkers do go on and may improve.
And I'm with Carl, number 9, Alaskan Rose was my value bet for the day to beat 1, Lady LaFay, 8, Kenyanna, and 3, Coronation Chelan. Race 6 at the Valley on Saturday, PW Glass Fillies Classic, 1,600 metres for 3-year-old fillies, Group 2, Joel.
A couple of ones I like are drawn wide, but I'm going 3, Suzanne. She's come through the strong Sydney form lines, chased home really well, I thought, when 4th, 2 runs back, and then backed it up with a good effort in the flight stakes behind 2 fillies that have since won Group 1. So happy to go that form line. She's just going to need a little bit of luck. As is number 4, Chapanda, who's wasn't far off Suzanne 2 runs back. And then last start at Flemington, she was very wide throughout on that very blustery Turnbull Stakes day. And I thought she battled on pretty well. She might be the value. 1, I Am a Star coming through the Guineas, certainly easy to like. And 7, Outback Rain. She's done a really good job this prep at good odds, and she's worth including in your multiples again.
I've gone with Chapanda on top. I think she's over the odds. I thought Alaskan Rose and Chapanda were the 2 horses at double figures on the card that I thought could run a good race on an each-way basis. Didn't have much go her way. first two runs this campaign, and even last time the Edward Manifold just covered extra ground but wasn't disgraced behind Serenely Discreet. So I got it on top from 5 Exocet, willing to forgive that Edward Manifold run when pulled up with mucus in its throat. For third, number one, I Am a Star, who's been honest and draws to get a nice run again, and Suzanne in for fourth. 4, 5, 1, and 3.
Yeah, Barrier put me off Suzanne and onto I Am a Star. So I'm with 1 I Am a Star to beat 3 Suzanne, 2 La Luna Rossa. Thought could bounce back from that disappointing last run, and 5 Exocet. Race 7, first leg of the Quaddie at the Valley on Saturday, is the Schweppes Crystal Mile, Group 2, over 1600. At weight for age, but they're all older males. They've all got 59. Joel.
Yeah, interesting race. The United States, he was really good first up, and I thought, you know, heading towards a Cox Plate, he'd be in with a real show. He's obviously had a bit of a setback, and they just backed off him, and here he is in the mile. He's going to be really hard to beat. I like Stratum Star, though. I'm going to go with him third up. He's looks to be coming right. I forget his first up run down the straight. He was much, much better at Caulfield last week. I thought he was hitting the line well with his big weight from a wide draw. He's never won at the mile, but he's got a pretty good mile record. He's on some good races and good company. So I'm going to go 2 to beat 1 the United States, 5 Royal Rapture, measured up to the Group 1 last start. This is weight for age, but he's just going so well, I think you've got to include him. And 7 Federal, another horse stepping up to weight for age, but he's been knocking on the door this prep. He can certainly run well.
Federal on top for me. The query is weight for age, but his recent efforts have been excellent. Continues to get back and hit the line strongly here, producing sizzling sectionals on each occasion. Not really a weight for age field, perhaps, with the exception of the 1 and the 2, United States and Stratum Star. And I've got them in for 2nd and 3rd, respectively. You don't really know where the United States is at. He's had a bit of a setback and hasn't raced for over a month. While Stratum Star in the backup, that's the concern for me. But he was really good last week at Caulfield from a wide barrier against the tempo. And 4th, I've put in number 8, Allman, the stablemate of Stratum Star, who, again, has to jump up sharply in weight, but is racing in really good form.
Yeah, the United States, for me, made him my best, I think, at level weights against these. Can win, if right, which I guess is the query, to beat 3, Hiyoshi, 6, Tashby, and 2, Stratum Star. Race 8, now the Valley, is the Antler Luggage Mooney Valley Gold Cup, 2,500 metres for 4 years old and up, Joel.
Going with the Godolphin team, second wave. They seem to be going really well. Second in the Geelong Cup, won the Geelong Cup, second in the Caulfield Cup. And watch this bloke's replays. He seems a pretty talented type. He's never been to this sort of distance. He's sort of been kept to the 2,000 and the mile distances in England. But he's got pretty decent form lines. Ran well against the Coolmore horse in the Caulfield Cup. I'm trying to remember its name.
Sir Isaac
Newton. And so I'm going to go with him. To beat 1 Gallant, excellent at Caulfield, first up behind Jamaica. That's irresistible form line. He's the one to beat. 4 Excess Knowledge and 6 Master Zephyr, I think, out to 2,500. Can run a better race.
Yeah, I've got Gallante on top. I think he brings in the strongest form lines into the race. He chased home Jamaica in the Naturalism when resuming back in about a month ago, September 17. Would have improved off that run fitness-wise. No doubt will appreciate the rise to 2,500. Barrier 4 just draws together a lovely run up on the speed, and Kieran McAvoy really does ride these front runners well. So got him ahead of 4 Excess Knowledge. Real honest performance in the Bart Cummings. He'll run out the trip strongly. For third, I've put in number 9, Second Wave. The form line through Sir Isaac Newton does read well, but I guess Sir Isaac Newton was beaten 6.5 in the Caulfield Cup by Jamaica, and Galante was beaten 3.5 by Jamaica on a similar weight scale. So that's some sort of form line you can draw. And 4th, number 3, Who Shot the Barman?
Same for me. 1 Gallant, 4 Excess Knowledge, 9 Second Wave, 3 Who Shot the Barman. And the big one is race 9, William Hill Cox Plate, Group 1, 3 million, 2040 metres, standard weight for age. Joel.
Number 8, Winks, for me. She's just done nothing to turn me away from her. Hartnell, yeah, he's been super impressive. Winks, I think, has only done what she has had to do, and just needed to see some sort of flaw in her form to jump off and latch onto Hartnell, but that hasn't been the case. So I'm going with the mare to beat I'm going to throw Lucia Valentina in for second. I can see her storming home, bit of give in the track. She's going well. That Queen Elizabeth win in the autumn was outstanding. Very talented mare. She might be able to just get past Hartnell late. Who's in for third? And Blackheart Bart, most years, he'd go into this probably favourite, but he's running into two stars. His form's very hard to fault. So include him in for fourth.
Yeah, Hartnell on top for me. Heather Winks. Two very evenly matched horses, I think, and really they're similar ability. It just comes down to who gets the better run in transit. I'd imagine Hartnell may sit outside the lead, and Winks might just settle in behind, maybe a couple lengths off it, and perhaps James McDonald might be able to dictate terms up in the pace and sit outside Vadamos and maybe go for home at the right time and pinch a march. And you know, it just appeals at the price, I reckon. There's not much between them. It's going to be a really good race. For third, I've put in six Vadamos, the likely leader. Might stick on the fence. He's got a good turn of foot, it must be said. And fourth, Lucia Valentina. Just don't see enough tempo on up front to bring her into the contest, but she'll get the conditions to suit.
Oh, Winks for me. Broke the track record of Might and Power last year and brained them, and third in that race was a horse who has since placed in the Arc de Triomphe and has won a Group 1 in Hong Kong. Just can't see Winks getting beaten. 3 Hartnell second, 10 Yankee Rose third, and 2 Blackheart Bart for fourth. And to finish it off at the Valley on Saturday, it's the LUCRF Super Vars 2040 metres for 3-year-olds at set weights.
Two Sacred Elixir for me. Yeah, a bit of a surprise that he won the Prelude first up. He sprinted really well fresh. He was in a bit too keen in the run, caught deep. In the Caulfield Guineas, finished alongside Good Standing, who won last week. The blinkers come off. I think he'll be riding impatiently, 2040, and then on to the Derby. That's his main goal. I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. From 11, Harlow Gold, who's a very talented filly, out to this distance, really going to suit her. 6, Sosi Bon. Real eye-catching performance in the Caulfield Guineas without luck, but once he got clear, he hit the line hard, and one prized icon coming through. The Spring Champion Stakes goes in for fourth.
Sosi Bon on top for me. Last two runs at Caulfield been excellent, getting back from wide barriers and flying home late. He's still with a generous each-way quote. He shouldn't get too far back from barrier 4, 2,000 metres right up his alley, and this should be a really good run ahead of the Derby the following week. So, got him on top from 11, Harlow Gold, who looms as the main danger. 2, Sacred Elixir, probably the only other horse in the race I think that can win. And then the gap back to 4th, number 1, Prized Icon.
And Prized Icon is my top selection. Good race. Only 11 in it and $5. The field is a good indication of, I guess, a few different form lines and a few different opinions. And my second selection is 6, Sosi Bon from 3, Veladero, and 2, Sacred Elixir, 163. And 2, so that's a massive meeting at the Valley on Saturday. My best was race 7, number 1, the United States. My value bet, race 5, number 9, Alaskan Rose.
Best for me is Sacred Elixir, race 10, number 2, and my value was Najmar, race 3, number 10.
And my best is race 10, number 6, Sosi Bon. My value is race 6, number 4, Chicanter.
Before we go away from the Valley, we'll just look at the Manicato Stakes on Friday night, a Group 1 worth $1 million, over 1,200 metres at standard weight for age. Joel?
I'm still tipping Chautauqua. He's going to need that slice of luck from barrier 1. He drew 2 in the race last year and they quickly snagged him back. They're probably trying to do the same again with buffering immediately to his outside or rush forward. He might just be able to snag and sort of edge away from the rails. He's still going to need luck, but I've got him on top of 10 English. I think she's certainly run well in her two runs in Sydney. She's been costly for those that have stepped in, but I think she's going well. I think the sting out of the track, which is hopefully what she's going to get, is a big key. She was really good on rain-affected tracks in the autumn. 6, the quarterback, will be flying home. He was super first up. And 3, Lucky Hustler. He was just off the bit the whole way over 1,000 first up. He should travel better over 1,200.
Yeah, look, if Chautauqua doesn't experience any bad luck, he'll win, but it's there's probably a good chance he may experience bad luck, and I think everyone's going to be so focused about his position in the race that I'm sure no riders will be letting him off the rail very easily. But I've got him on top from the quarterback. He'll be steaming home late. Holler will put himself up on the pace and has got a great Mooney Valley record. And English in for fourth. The recent runs in Sydney haven't been all that bad, and I'm sure she'll be running home nicely.
I have gone at $15 for the underrated and very talented Fell Swoop, and very honest. Just think that's a great each-way bet. at $15, especially early in a campaign. Very hard to beat Fell Swoop from to Chautauqua. Nine Holler and six, the quarterback. Do we need to talk about anything else at the Valley on Friday night?
Well, I made my best Gabella. I'm fearful of 60 kilos, but I think she's ready to win. Race 4, number 1, and my value was Red Kirk Warrior, race 8, number 5.
Best bet, race 4, number 7, Powderworks. It was slaughtered last time at Cranbourne. That should have won. It can loom at good each way odds. And Tadai Tondo in the last race, I think. Tadai Tondo served back as fast cash. They're the three horses you need in the last leg of the quad.
My best was race 3, number 9, Name the Day. He was in fact also in Adelaide. And my value bet was Fell Swoop, race 7, number 8. Royal Randwick, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. But there's no black type, Joel, so we'll just get your best and value bets, please.
Best is Onerous, 61 kilos, a bit of a task, but I think he'll be very hard to beat. His trial was really good before his debut for Chris Waller. 1,000 metres was just a bit sharp, and it didn't help when Hugh Bowman decided to stay on the inside and run into trouble. Whilst the winner circled, out to 1,200 second up, ideal for him. And my value is Hipparchus, race 6, number 2. Both of his runs have been pretty good. His first up run, he hit the line well in a fastly run race behind Fabrizio. Last time out, didn't get all favours in the straight and wasn't beaten all that far. I think out to 2,000 metres third up, you'll see the best of him.
Not a good time to just realise your tips aren't in the best bets. My best bet is Dixie Chick by memory. Yes, it is. That's good to know. Dixie Chick, race 7, number 10. Yeah, she was really unlucky last time, and before that flew home in the midweek race. So I think she's bound to run a good race in race 7. And Eschiel, race 8, number 8. Happy Hannah, I think, is the main danger. But Eschiel, as I'm sure you know, Joel, was running some really nice races in Queensland. A couple of luckless efforts in Durban. He'll appreciate, I should say, getting out over a longer distance, 1600 in the weekend.
Yes, he is a horse I've got a bit of time for. He's in my numbers. Maybe next time, I thought, but yeah, he'll run well.
Carl, Morfordville, they are racing on the Parks track, and in true Diorio style, you have left your best and value for the last two races.
Yeah, best bet, Roselli Sting, race 8, number 12. This horse was backed off the map, $8 into $3.60, and got beaten a short half head last time. I think they can get the cash here this time around. Main danger, number 16, Brown Ben. And the value bet, race 7, number 6, she's on top. This horse has got a great record over the track and distance. First up, a complete ignore, drew wide, got caught wide, and finished down the track. Second up record's a lot better, rising distance a lot more suitable, and $15, $16 on offer each way is certainly worth taking.
Joel, you've got nothing to add about Morfordville Parks?
Nothing for Adelaide this week, no.
Brisbane, though, is Eagle Farm, and no doubt you've got a lot to tell us about when it comes to Lord Coconuts.
Yes, he's my best bet. Up against Sea Red, who was the best bet a fortnight ago, but we're jumping off her. We've got the cash. We'll take the money and run from her. But Lord Coconuts was a good winner first up, stepped up to Saturday grade, found one better. I think the 1600 third up's ideal. Robbie Fratt's riding in terrific form at the moment. And my value is in the last, number one, Pera Pera. New South Wales trained galloper. He's got plenty of talent, this bloke. He ran really well at a big price in the Brisbane last start behind Pepperano. That's a good form line. He does have 59 kilos, but he carried it last start and is a pretty consistent performer, around $6 or $7. I think it's a good each way bet.
All right, at Ascot, there is a listed race and your value bet comes up in that. That's race 7, the Arlec Australia Belgravia Stakes for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. And the filly, Kai Perinha, is still a maiden, but you think can break through, Joel?
Yeah, Kai Perinha, a Brazilian cocktail, I believe, after Googling it this week. Kai Perinha is a maiden. She's got plenty of speed. She has got a share of talent, too. She was third and fourth in her two runs as a two-year-old behind her very talented stablemate, Whispering Brook. She's come back this prep, and look, she's been costly if you've been on her, but she's found one better. But she's just only been run down and by pretty handy horses, and there's been a big gap back to the third horse. Just think, a few of these resuming, she'll have the fitness on her side, a good draw, she'll give them plenty to chase. Hopefully on Saturday she can hang on. I've got her ahead of 1, the River, 2, the Celt, and 13, my Grace. My best bet for the card is Sandalwood, Fred Kersley trained galloper, race 5, number 11. Debuted over 1,400 on a Saturday, got back to last, charged home for fifth. Stayed at 1,400, he went to a maiden at Pinjarra and was most impressive. He resumes here, 1,500, just should be ideal for him. He did trial well recently.
All right, earlier in the day, they are racing in Wellington and Auckland at Trentham and Ellerslie, respectively.
Trentham, my best bet is Aid Memoir, race 5, number 2. Very consistent mare. She will get over further than 1,200 metres this prep, but she's trialled really well and expected to be very hard to beat fresh. And my value bet is Blue Wagon, one first up this time in. She looks in for a good prep. There's some decent form lines in this. I'm just hoping you do get each way odds about her. I think she's worth following this time in. Ellerslie, my best, as it was last week, before she was scratched, was Preetha Varma, race 8, number 8. She was really good first up. She should strip a lot fitter for that. And my value is Promise to Rain, race 4, number 10. Ran on nicely for fourth first up. Out to the mile, looks suitable for her.
All right, well, this time of year, of course, that wraps up Saturday, but there's plenty going on through Friday and Sunday. Do make sure, if you haven't already, to pick up your winning post, only $5 with the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We've got four meetings on Friday, including, obviously, the Group 1 of the Valley on Friday night and the Canterbury complimentary meeting on Friday night. We go right through Saturday with our usual fantastic coverage, and Sunday, four meetings, including both Hamilton and Sale Cup days. Do either of you have anything to add on those two country cups? I didn't bring the fields in.
Sale Cup, I know Ullman is in it, so if they elect to go there, it'd be pretty hard to beat if they scratch from the race at the Valley.
All right, well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend, and... oh, dare I point out that I'm going for four in a row?
Four in a row. Yeah. I was going to point out that I'm going for three in a row.
Well,
but you betted me.
And believe it or not, and here's where the winning streak, here's where the picket fence comes to a crashing halt, because I'm relying on a Lloyd Williams horse. Look, I made the United States my best, but I am just wary of where he is at. I think that race 8, number 1, Gallant, should probably just about get me four in a row at the Valley on Saturday. Joel?
I'm going to wait for later in the day at Ascot, race 5, number 11, Sandalwood, best of the weekend.
And I'll go Sosie Bond, the last race at the end of the Mooney Gully Carnival. I'll go race 10, number 6.
Okay, have a great Cox Plate Carnival. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.